nice thing to do on a wintry evening is to, you know, kind of take your mind off it, enjoy some great wine at the Vineyards of the World event that People's Clinic will benefit from. This is put on by the Lake Huron Foundation every year, and Chandra Gruber is here to tell us all about it. Chandra, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
It's been going on for a few years now, and I think people really always look forward to Vineyards of the World, don't they?
Well, I hope so. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, first of all, before we talk about, you know, who it benefits and all the other stuff, just kind of describe the evening. What goes on February 28th at Vineyards of the World?
We have, it kicks off with a wine tasting, which would be great. We have lots of food pairings that go with that. So your palate will be tantalized, and it's a great night to get together with other people in the community for a great cause.
Absolutely. This will be at Solitude Links on Friday, February 28th. And it goes to benefit the People's Clinic, right?
It sure does.
People's Clinic for Better Health, which has been around for years. And we keep hoping maybe someday we just won't need a People's Clinic anymore, but sure do need it now, don't we?
I wish that was the case too. But the People's Clinic for Better Health, the uninsured clinic, has been around for 30 years this September, as a matter of fact. So we'll be celebrating all of this year, and we plan to have an event to really celebrate on that for that occasion in September.
I mean, it was established to support and to serve people that either didn't have any health insurance or are underinsured, right?
Right. So uninsured has been the primary for those 30 years, but we also do underinsured, and we have a Medicaid clinic too now. To kind of partner with that uninsured mm-hmm. clinic.
Yeah. And so for how many days a week does the People Clinic operate? Is it an all day, every day kind of a thing?
So the uninsured clinic operates on Tuesday and Thursday mornings from 8 to noon, but then the Medicaid clinic runs the remainder of the week. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all day, and Tuesday and Thursday afternoons, and that supports everybody in our local community that don't have the resources to be able to pay for medical care.
People who need to see a doctor, they can now see a doctor. It is a huge deal. Absolutely. Well, especially because a lot of times something that can get a lot worse, if it's caught early enough, even, you know, a viral infection, a flu or something like that, it can get much worse if it's not treated early.
Absolutely. Everybody deserves high quality medical care, whether they can afford it or not. That's a big deal. And I truly believe in that. And so does our local community. That's why our volunteers volunteer at the free clinic. That's why we have so many referring physicians and specialists that donate their time. It's a collaborative effort, for sure.
Yeah, it's a nice way to celebrate it and to fund it and support it, the Vineyards of the World event on February 28th. How much are tickets? How do people get tickets for this event? You do need tickets ahead of time,
yeah,
right?
Well, we would love you to buy tickets in advance, yes. Individual tickets are $95. You can get one plus you and your plus one for mm-hmm. $180.
Okay.
You can go to vineyards2020.eventbrite.com, and you can get a sponsorship out there. You can order your tickets. All the details are out there. You can also dial 810-216-1675. And talk to me directly, and I can answer any questions.
There you go. It's all done through the Lake Huron Foundation, which is part of Lake Huron Medical Center, and
right.
And with some celebrating going on there at the hospital these days, huh?
You know what? We've got a lot of stuff going on over there, too. We're just as busy, but we recently received a 5-star rating from the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services, which puts us in the top 9% nationwide. So it's pretty impressive. And we are the only one in St. Clair County, and we are one of 20 hospitals in the state of Michigan. So it's an extension to service our community, provide the highest quality of patient care around, and we're really proud of that.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
It's fantastic. Chandra, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Paul. We appreciate it.
Again, if you want tickets for the Vineyards of the World event on February 28th, Solitude Links, you can go online to vineyards2020.eventbrite.com.